Okay, let me tell you what you were listening to in that. Oh, Sambo. Okay, thank you. Let me tell you what you were listening to in that last set. Those were not May Babies, by the way. Actually, they might have been, but it was your weekly dose of new music from Pinckney Hall. And, you know, new music is, if it's from new people, you'll never find out when they were born. You could spend hours on the internet and you won't find out. But so there may have been some May Babies there, but that's not why we played them. The first song we played was by Pittsburgh's own R. Cook, When I Think of You. That was off of the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle Collection 2023. After that, we heard from Sarah T., Forward Bow. That was off of her new EP, Songs for Discarded Souls. Then we had another local musician, Scott Turner, who is from Wellsboro. That's close enough to be local. And we played August, It Was Cool. Name of the CD was It Was Cool. And last but not least, well, it was least. It was only a minute and 30 seconds. We had Silver Liz doing Interlude off of their new CD, It Is Lighter Than You Think. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is WRCT. We will be back next week. Take it away.
Black. As the Ace of Spades is. Black. As a hole in Calcutta is. Black. As a jack in the game is. Black. As my true love's hair is. is black as a dreamless sleep is black as a midnight is. As closing your eyes tight is black, as a little black sheep is black, one in every family.
A black colossus gallops across the three shires. Sacred seed or subtle sperm, seize the snake cast out by worm. Your morning god, your knackered Christ, castrate yourself not once, but thrice! We'll be right back.
coming at you, Zombo right in your brain. Right here on this station right here where you're at. WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And that was Black is Black by Los Straitjackets. Originally done by Los Bravos, which means in English, the Bravos. And that is, I don't know who did the vocals on that, but that's nice. I think probably either Big Sandy or someone from Los Lobos. Another Los. Ah, but we're not at a Los today. Today is all black. And interesting enough. Today, I would be doing 3 hours of the fall. I would be doing 3 hours of my favorite band, The Fall, because it falls around my birthday. And I like that band a lot, favorite band. But I don't feel like 3 hours of The Fall today. I feel like kind of finishing this whole theme out. Got a little bit of a buzz there. Is that a buzz? You hear a buzz? I hear a buzz. Ah, lost the buzz. Look at that. Am I a troubleshooting? I am like the whatchamacallit? What is that guy? The equalizer. No, the liquidator. No, the dude that fixes everything. Yeah, MacGyver. Yeah, I'm the MacGyver. I'm the MacGyver of this here station. It's like, what was that buzz? Let me look into it. Let me push every possible button I can and something will happen. All right, so like I was saying, usually play The Fall for 3 hours on my birthday, but just kind of feel like finishing this out. This is the eighth color, black. I went through all eight colors of the crayon box because in 1903, first box of crayons came out and eight colors. And next week, I'll be melting all the colors. This is harder than I thought it would be. That's what she said. This is harder than I thought it was going to be. Gray, and I think there's two spellings of gray, G-R-E-Y, and then there's G-R-A-Y. And I'm going to have lots of gray songs. And so far, I only come up with 50. I usually get about 100. I plan about 100 songs per show. So I kind of plan out 100 songs. And then this way, I kind of like have a lot to pick and choose from. And I only got 50 so far. I'm not giving up yet. But next week's going to be gray. And then the following week is we're going to go through a journey through outer space. All songs about all the planets. And I might actually just do one song that's all Earth. I don't know if I can find enough Earth songs. I bet I can find enough Earth songs. So I may do if I find 100 Earth songs, I will do an Earth show. But chances are it's going to start at the Sun and in Pluto. So there you go with that. Yeah, and then all the days of the week, just keeping these themes going. What's happening this weekend? Saturday, a day of the week. The Millville Music Festival, you know that's happening. Polka Maniacs playing on Sedgwick Street, 420. There you go. That's my plug of the day. What do we got here? Oh, we got all kinds of things going on here. So, you know, what else? Should I tell you something? I don't feel like telling you anything right now. We want to kick in with the groove of the show. Oh, because there's so many good black songs. And we're just going to nail a bunch. And oh, by the way, thank you so much for all of my birthday stuff. I'd like to thank Jerry for sending me out a Creature from the Black Lagoon Tiki mug, a man after my own heart. And Kelvin, who actually sent me an envelope with so much confetti smashed in that I made sure to open it outside, and it had postage due on it. So there you be with that. And then, of course, Bugs and Bun sending me a Lily Munster pinup, which has found a place of honor in my abode. That's right. I put it on the inside of my windshield of my car. It's fabulous there. It looks fabulous there. There you go. Ah, so you're thinking, all right, it's his birthday time. He's, you know, not playing 3 hours of The Fall, but I do have a fall song about the color black. Cloud of Black by The Fall. Zombo right in your brain. WRCT right there in the Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
behind my back.
My special birthday gift to you. Only one song by The Fall, not 3 hours. All right, here's the BMX Bandits with Miss Nude Black America, Zombo
when
in Your Brain.
When you were young, the boys made fun of your long legs and big brown eyes. Now today, you're all grown up and you've won the ultimate prize. Your nude Miss Black America, as naked as the day you were born. Though beauty often fades away, I know that yours will live on. Girls at school were mean and cruel, never thought that I'd find a love true. I was shy, but by and by, this lonely I found you. Your poise, your grace, your smile, your face, it's a whole package I love. Your long, lean, lovely legs, and the heaven above. Your nudeness, Black America, as naked as the day you were born. Though beauty often fades away, my memories will live on. Love and only love, it's everybody's dream. Fashion models, starlets, and naked beauty queens. Your nudeness, Black America, and yet again you've won. Though other brands may fade with play, my Mandarix will go on and on.
Thank you. getting all I couldn't do. Grand celebration.
All right, you remember way back when in your Zombo folklore when Paul in the CBD store was put into request jail for not only the volume but the quality of his requests. Well, he needs to take a lesson from Kelvin. Kelvin has been busy. Kelvin has been busy assembling a wide plethora of, and I'll tell you what, there doesn't seem to be a dud in this whole bunch. I'm not playing the whole bunch because he had about 20 requests. Now Paul gave me about that same, and there was some in there. There's a couple in there. There's a lot in there. He's wanting the Decemberists. He's wanting these poor excuses for Arlo Guthrie. Yeah. He is out of request jail. Luckily, he called me to tell me he made sure not to get me anything for my birthday. So that it's one thing not getting something for somebody, but telling them they're not going to get you something after they didn't get you something, it's just anticlimactic. It is. So how you bums doing? All right? Groovy. All right, let's see here what we got here. Hey, you know that business suit? You know that business suit? You guys don't have a business suit. It's a none of your business suit. It's a never mind your own business suit. The one you bought for that important presentation that changed your life. Well, that office went casual, and now that suit's in the back of your closet. You see where this is going. Donate it to the Goodwill. That's right. Give it to the Goodwill. Training programs. All that stuff. Right in your community. Find yourself the nearest donation center. Go to Goodwill. Donate stuff. You're the job creator. All right? Because someone's going to get that suit, and they're going to get that job. And they're going to get that job at the gas station when they wear that suit. Anybody can get a job anywhere now. That's the beauty of this market. This beauty of what's happening now. It's kind of like now the little guy's got some power. So that's why I don't even want to read that other PSA about, you know how long that resume lasts on somebody's desk? 7 seconds. No. That's how long it takes before they hire you. That is awesome. Finally, the little guy's got some power. You can just kind of walk in and say, I'd like to be a slave for you. And then the employer goes, well, I'm not going to have you jump through too many hoops for you to be my slave. Remember, if you're making $10 an hour, you're making your boss $100 an hour. Just keep that in mind. The value of the American employee. Now you've got the suit from, and actually what you can do with that suit from Goodwill is it's very suspect when I see all these boxes for donations. You know, you'll see like, give to Planet World. Well, where does Planet World go with stuff? What does Planet World do with all that clothes? Or give to the, disabled veterans. Those red boxes, those are everywhere. So, how do you make that distinction? I should just put a box in there going, you know, this stuff's going directly into a landfill. Make it so there's no guesswork about it. It's like recycling. You know your recycling goes right into a landfill, but it makes you feel better. I think it's the same way with those boxes. You put stuff in those boxes, I feel good. I help somebody. And then, you know, then there's this kind of like it just goes into this pit to the core of the earth. That's what happens. You never see what, you know, I never see anybody ever picking up anything from those donation boxes. You know, I think it's just a thing going, and that's kind of good. It goes directly to the core of the earth. And it becomes molten magma, and it just kind of helps. It does help with the lack of earthquakes that we get because there's more molten magma filling up all the cracks and the faults. Just saying that you're doing something good. So you might not think that that donation or your suit into that box, but I'll tell you, it could be magic, or it could just be some crazy rambling. I like that crazy rambling. Let me do something else here. What else is this school? No, you don't want to bother with that. Oh, you ride bicycles? Good. Then get out of the middle of the street. There are so many people that drive like 5 miles an hour because the bicycle in front of them is going 5 miles an hour. You know, if you're riding the bicycle, just kind of scoot over a little bit. There's some bike lanes. And if there's not a bike lane, ride on the sidewalk. If not a sidewalk, ride on someone's lawn. They don't care. But do you want safer streets and respect for motorists? That's right. Arm yourself. That is correct. How about some bicycle infrastructure improvements? Now, the cool thing is, this PSA is from 2005. This is nearly 20 years ago with Bike Pittsburgh. And I know that I have seen, within the past handful of years, conditions on the street and the anemones off the street are pretty good. You never saw bicycle parking racks anywhere in 2005. In 2005, man, it was hellish for bicyclists. 2005. The only people you saw riding a bicycle were couriers and guys with DUIs. Those were the only two people that rode bicycles on the streets. And you can always tell the guy with the DUI because he's always got like the beat up Dickies green work pants and some like ill-fitting shirt that was never in style. And like he got it out of one of those boxes. He climbed in one of those boxes and came out one of those and didn't go down to the core of the earth, mind you. Jumped inside one of those donation boxes and came out like that. He's got the disheveled hair and he's got that horrible look on his face that he is angry at every person in the world. Which is my average Zombo listener. All right, are you ready for your Calvinism? Are you ready for your Calvinism? All right out of the bat, because I'm going to bang these out, and these are damn good requests. Paul, please pay attention. This is how you make a good request. Everybody else, I don't know who else requests. I do get some requests here, but today is all black. Today is all black. It's all about the color black. And it's and tomorrow and next Friday is gray. So I got to let you know, my other show, the Zombo Deep Archive, that is on Mondays, 3 to 6 p.m. So it's a great time slot. And honestly, I'm going to rerun the way old shows. So it's going to be shows from 14 years ago starting on Mondays. So that's going to be nice. I'm going to be hitting some drive time, 3 to 6. Yeah. All right. Big Black Witchcraft Rock. The cramps in your brain.
Satan, baby, Satan. Look out, honey, it's a big black witchcraft rock. My
metalhead on the chopping block. I said, oh, look out, baby, the big black witchcraft rock. Let's rock.
Black leather, 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 black
There you go. Now, that was another Cramps tune. Actually, Kelvin did not request that particular Cramps tune, Creature from the Black Leather Lagoon, but I thought that fit in pretty well. And I couldn't find Color Me Black by the Cramps, but I didn't look very hard. Okay, let's continue, because today is all, it's a bit of a black celebration. That is right, all songs about the color black, because winding down this whole eight colors, and then gray is next week. All right, if one of the finest names of any song has to have the word black drawers in it. I just think so. Because, I mean, who uses that term anymore? Yeah, I got a hole in my drawers. How did they even have that even? Too bad that Way With Words isn't on. Because I thought it would be on next week, another WRCT show, Way With Words. And I wonder where how the whole thing with drawers, like how these things, how pants got to be known as drawers. Because they don't really draw, you know, because it's drawers, E-R, which means it does something. Like a drawers. And, who cares? Gloria Heatherman and Professor Blues Review. Meet me with your black drawers on. This is another Kelvin Black request. Keep it coming.
There's a little black train a-coming, coming down the track. You gotta ride that little black train, but it ain't gonna bring you back. You may be a barroom gambler and cheat your way through life. You can't cheat that little black train or beat this final ride. You silken barroom ladies dressed in your worldly pride, you've got to ride that little black train's coming in tonight. Your million-dollar fortune, your mansion glittering white, you can't take it with you when the train rolls in tonight. Get ready for your savior and fix your business right. You've got to ride that little black train to make this final ride. You silken barroom ladies dressed in your worldly pride, you've got to ride that little black train, it's coming in tonight. You may be a barroom gambler, cheat your way through life, but you can't cheat that little black train or beat this final ride. There's a little black train a-coming, coming down the track. You've got to ride that little black train, but it ain't gonna bring you back.
To mess up in my bed, yes, and you'd one black rat. Somebody will find your trail, then I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your shirt. This morning, the same thing on my mind. I thinking about you, baby. You walking down the line, yes, and you're one black cat. Somebody will find you. Then I'll hide my shoe somewhere near your church.
Okay, there you go. Lightnin' Hopkins. Actually, the funny thing is he changed his name for show business. It used to be Lightning Hopkins, and then he thought he'd change it to Lightning because it was just a little easier to spell, You know, just don't have to bother with that G anymore. Oh, you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. And it's all black today. All black stuff. All black music. We heard, these are Kelvin requests. We are Lightning Hopkins, Black Cat, Woody Guthrie, Little Black Train, and Meet Me With Your Black Drawers On, Gloria Hardman, and the Cramps, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Black Leather Lagoon, and Big Black Witchcraft Rock started all of that. Whew. That's a lot of stuff. And I still got 94 black tunes to go. And a very, very interesting question that I have. Okay, it's 11 o'clock. I got an hour in already. I got so much. I'm goofing off too much. So there's always that the undisclosed amount. That undisclosed amount they always talk about. And I wish I knew what that undisclosed amount is. This guy's got sued by these guys, and they settled out of court for undisclosed amount. I really do think someone needs to research all these undisclosed amounts. Because the undisclosed amount was the Hollies paying Creedence Clearwater Revival for this ripoff. Oh, man, where the hell is that? What the hell is that? Where the hell is that? Oh, my goodness. There's a crazy hum going on. How can I figure this one out? And where'd that come from? It's not coming from there. Oh, this ain't good. Is that the headphones? Oh, no. We got a crazy hum. I think it's the headphones. I think it's headphones. I'm going to soldier on. I'm going to soldier on. All right. That was a long, cool woman in a black dress. Creedence Clearwater Revival. And the interesting thing is about Creedence Clearwater Revival, they got their name from a fella named Creedence Newball, and they didn't want to be sued. So everybody's suing everybody. And then they said they wanted a Clearwater for a beer. Is somebody texting me saying that? Oh, good, good. Thank you. I can always count on Chummy to give me my... So I wonder where the hell that hum's coming from, because it is intense, man. It is an intense hum. I don't know. Maybe it's my tinnitus finally kicking in after years and years of rock and roll ears. Ha! How's that? That sounds like a good band name. Years and years of rock and roll ears. We could have Huey Lewis as the lead vocalist. And, yeah, whatevs. So I want to try and figure out what the hell's going on with this ridiculous hum that only I can hear. And that rabbit that only I can see. I don't know how this happened, but Richard Thompson came into town. Who promoted this show? Nobody. I saw online that Richard Thompson was at the Thunder Turd. And here is 1952 Black Vincent Lightning by Richard Thompson. All black today.
Says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special in any such life. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled around behind and down.